Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Good to see you out tonight for a June 23rd, 2014, about 2 days into, into summer, right? And just had the longest day, and living here in Texas, that's fine with me because I'm ready for the days to get shorter already. Summer hasn't even come, and it's already getting warm here, but good to have you out tonight for Psychics Gone Wild. I have a co-host with me tonight, Dawn Mystic Haven, who's usually here, had a something go on, I'm not sure. So, Peg Jones, my friend, we've worked together before. And before I say anything else about myself, I want to have Peg introduce herself to y'all. Peg, are you there, my dear?
I am here. Hi, I'm Peg Jones, and I was on Psychics Gone Wild back in the late fall, so early winter, and Jan had asked me to fill in tonight, so I said sure. And I am Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach. I'm an author. I'm Reiki 2 practitioner, and I also do the Akashic Records. And I also teach about the angels. So it's nice to be back, and over to you here.
Well, we're glad you're here too, Peg. We're getting a little bit of a cutout and a little bit of noise through there, so maybe it'll filter out. But just wanted to let you know. And sometimes people tell me I've got some crackling on. Well,
okay,
that's kind of what happens when we work through Skype and Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, folks, if for any reason I go off the air, I will call back in as soon as I can, because when I call back in, it'll re-register. So if for any reason we get cut off, you folks just stay online. Be right back with you. And we are going to do readings for folks and take them in the order of calls. So just to let you folks know, 732-352-480 area codes. We will be with you in just a moment. I wanted to explain a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R. You can find out a lot about me by going to GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com. I'm also a writer, an actor, and a musician, but most of my work is psychic work now, and you can see my psychic link from my homepage, GaryWimmer.com, or from Psychics Gone Wild. I started giving readings in the early 70s, and in 1977 I had a very fascinating near-death experience that I wrote a book about called The Second in Eternity. If you folks are interested, check it out. It's quite an interesting book. True story about what happened to me in 1977, and when nobody was really talking about near-death experiences. It wasn't a very well-known phenomenon at the time. I knew what I experienced. I didn't know anybody else had had them or would believe me. And of course, in the last 20 years, many people have written about these. So check out my book, A Second in Eternity. It's quite on Kindle or Amazon. It's quite an interesting story about what happened to me. It's still to this day is most enabling, empowering, positive, revealing, enlightening experience I've ever had in my life. In 1980, I met a very gifted lady who did a reading called with a method called lithomancy, which was reading stones. And I'll be doing that for some of you folks tonight. Real quickly, how this works is I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 stones based on life, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And I charge these 16 stones up and tell you to say drop whenever it feels appropriate. And when you say drop, I drop the stones. I read them like a clock around like a circle from 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock with each week, each hour, excuse me, representing approximately a week. So it gives a basic three-month pattern, so to speak. And I will be doing some readings for you folks with that tonight. It's quite an interesting methodology. If you're curious about it, you can check out, of course, my website, GaryWimmer.com, or GaryWimmer.com/psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. Or you can also go check out a book I wrote on lithomancy called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And that's L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. In fact, if you put lithomancy in a search engine, you'll find the book, you'll find me. Or even if you put in Reading Stones, because of the book. So check it out if you're interested in that. And it's a little bit about me. It's about my a little bit about my great co-host Peg here. And at first, we're going to kind of give both of you, we're going to both give readings to callers. First couple callers get a double dose, I guess you could say. And I'm going to start by going to our first caller of the night, which is area code 732. Are you there, 732?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name, dear?
Leanne.
Okay, you're moving the phone around a lot. We can barely hear you.
Hold on one there. Second.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Much better, much better. I couldn't even hear you. Did you say Rita?
Leanne.
Leanne, okay.
Yeah.
Leanne, that's how little I could hear you a minute ago.
Yes.
Well, good to have you on, Leanne. I'm going to get Sister Peg back on here. You with us, Peg, still?
I am.
All right. Okay. Leanne, you're one of the first folks call in, so I'm going to give you a reading, and Peg is. We're going to start with Peg. So, and watch the wind. Watch the wind, Leanne. When it gets windy or if you breathe heavy in the phone, it comes real loud. So now it's perfect.
Okay.
Peg, this is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. How can I help you tonight? I didn't really say what I did earlier. I use angel cards. And right now I have the Ascended Master cards. But if you prefer angel cards, mm-hmm. I'll use those. Or does
okay.
it make any difference? Which would you like? Ascended Master or Angel?
What were the choices? I'm sorry.
Ascended Masters or Angel cards? Dealing with the
angels. Yes, angels.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what were your questions for the angels again?
Recently I've been going through something because somebody I wish that I had a good relationship with, and I hadn't had one like that in a while. We broke mm-hmm. up because of some things I guess he felt he was battling, and he broke off, but you know, it was a good relationship, and I don't know if you see it as being completely over or what you see happening for me in that kind of aspect of my life.
Okay. So this was recently, like a couple of days ago? Okay. Well, has he gotten in touch with you since?
Well, about a week ago, we went to a wedding together as friends. We had broken up a week earlier, and we had a lot of fun, but then we haven't spoken since now.
Okay. Well, that's great that you had fun. Sometimes people just need some time away, you know, like trying to gather their bearings you know. But the fact that you had a good time, it sounds like you have a good relationship with this person.
Right.
Despite the fact. So I'm going to take a card and see what you think about that. The card that came up was Divine Timing. You know, sometimes things happen for a reason, you know, and we don't quite understand it, especially if everything's been going really well. But sometimes there is a reason for it, and you may see it, you know, in the future. I feel like staying in contact with this person, you know, just, you know, saying hi every couple of weeks or something, sending an email, just to kind of keep in touch, because things are pretty good with you, and just see where it takes you. And you just never know, you know, what's going to happen. And I feel like a lot of it is just coming from him himself as far as
right.
why this happened. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that saying that they say, you know, kind of just let them be, and you never know, they may come back. I know there's a better way of saying that, but it's kind of like you keeping the door open, you know, and if he's ready, he'll come back, you know. And I'm going to take one more card, and the card that I got was Romance, so it could either mean that things possibly can pick up in the future, or you might just need some help. So,
okay.
So I hope that helps.
You don't see if he could come back, or is this something I'd have to reach out for, or?
I feel like anything could happen at this point. You know, like I said, you know, keep the communication open, you know, and, you know, it's kind of like keeping the door open, you know, letting him know that if he wants to contact you, if that's what you want, you know, to do so. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of early in the game right now.
Okay.
You know,
did you just feel like there could have been someone else?
I have no idea. I really can't tell that. The angels aren't telling me that at all.
Okay.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Leanne, like I said, you're one of the earlier callers. If you'd like, I'm going to give you a reading over the next couple of months. So it'll certainly include some things about love. I had to go get a battery for my mouse, so I didn't hear very much some of the conversation y'all had. So I just ran back here
okay.
in time. I just ran back here and grabbed the headphones right as Peg was finished talking. But here's how we'll do this. If you'd like, I'm going to... Well, I've been charging you 16 stones, and
okay.
Like I said, you're one of our first callers. Can you hear me pretty clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Sometimes we have some problems on some lines, so be patient. It's Blog Talk Radio, folks. So
okay, no problem.
Having said that, Leanne, I've been charging you stones, and all you have to do, my dear, is just say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll show you in general what I'll see for the next couple months. And I'm sure it'll include love
okay.
because you ladies are complex about that, okay?
Whenever you say drop?
Yep, you just said it, and I just dropped for you. How's that?
Okay.
You know what you have right now? There's, you got the magic stone right about 11 o'clock coming into 12 o'clock, which is showing it's coming into play here. And that's helping you actually sort of like reestablish to yourself who you are. That's the most important thing because nobody else can feel your life unless you feel it with yourself first. So it feels like these decisions in the next couple of days and week have a lot to do with you organizing things about your own life, your own plans, your own schedule. And what that does is it allows you to sort of have love process in the background without you having to worry about it, think about it, be so conscious about it. It's like you're concentrating on lining your things up for yourself, organization, planning, structure. And even though it seems like part of you would like to have all the questions about love answered, believe me, they never get all answered. We're learning it our whole lives. But as far as how you feel about relationships in the future and your confidence with men and this thing you've been through and so forth, as you go into the second week here, and especially the third week, you're going to feel more and more clarity and power because you're taking it upon yourself to very clearly define who you are. And so forth. Are you in school? Are you in school too?
No, I'm a teacher.
Oh, teacher. Okay, I felt some sort of education here. That's what it. Speaking of being a teacher, this is a perfect time for you to teach yourself this fresh technique of empowerment. And I do a lot of readings for women. I realize you ladies are very complex. God bless y'all. But sometimes you have to give yourself full credit for how good you are, how beautiful you are, how deserving you are. And when you do that even more so than you have, you set yourself up not only to heal from this love thing, but you set your heart, mind, spirit in motion to where you can start thinking long term, bringing other plans to yourself, bringing fresh feelings about men, about relationships, about commitment, about balance, about harmony, about what you want. So in a way, whatever you've been through, and I didn't quite hear it, but it's helping you redefine yourself here in the first couple of weeks in a very favorable way, almost like you're teaching yourself to really see your own worth 100% more than you do. It's not that you don't, but amp it up. Why not? Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, what you're doing is you're bringing yourself like a fresh sense of strength, determination, where things are much easier than they have been because you don't feel like you're straining or fighting or trying to make square pegs and round holes fit. What you're doing is you're getting this mastery back in your life where things you start to touch and feel are really turning working for you. And that's why the first thing I pointed out is the magic stone. It's pointing to Mercury and Saturn, which is saying right now over this next week to start making all these decisions about your empowerment. Because it's going to not only heal whatever you've been through, but it's going to open up all these fresh paths for you, especially by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here. You realize how much you've really recreated yourself. And even in the first week here, in the next two or three days, as you shift your attention more and more to seeing your empowerment, your love, your worth, what your career is about, what your life is about, you're raising your resonance. So the right relationship, be it someone you've known in the past or someone you meet in the future, and I can't determine that right now because it's two people deciding on a relationship, neither of them is me. But as you bring that resonance up, you're going to find yourself by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here with a whole fresh reference about relationships and love. And as you end this three-month period, you're going to be very happy. As you end this three-month period, you'll be very happy about the decisions you're making in the first week to be empowered, to see yourself as the center of your life. And that allows other people to compliment it rather than make you feel good. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling good and inspired by yourself even better, and then other love can add to it. So don't worry about this. Whatever you've been through, kind of let it go past you and get a lot of knowledge from it, get a lot of strength from it, and watch how it's going to open you up. You'll be surprised. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, thank you.
You too, Leanne. And remember, Leanne, to you and all the callers, you can actually listen back to the show or come back to the show probably about an hour after it and download the archives. So having said that, we are moving to area code 352. And again, Leanne, thanks for calling in. 352.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I just had a quick question because I wanted to clarify something. I was wondering, the next house that I'm going to be in, do you see me in a rental or a or owning a home?
My first gut instinct was a rental, but then moving. But I'm going to let Peg take it over, then I'll compliment that. So, Peg, you with us?
Okay. Yeah, I am with you. And I'm just going to get the card.
Talk as slow as you can, Peg, because we're getting a little cut up when you talk.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's just a little cut up, so leave space between your words.
Okay, let me just turn it up a little. You know what? I'm gonna.
This way, is that better?
That is better. Yes, absolutely better.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's better. That's much better.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me? Okay, now. Okay.
Yes.
Put it up. A speakerphone. I took the earphone off. Okay. So you want to know about rental or house? Do you have a house now? Is that?
I am in a rental right now. I told them yesterday, but I wasn't specific in my question. So, I'm in a rental right now, but I have contacted someone in reference to help me in my situation. And I was wondering if it would be another rental or a home of my own.
Yeah. Are you moving far or just, you know?
No, in the same area.
Okay. Well, you know, it's all the it's taking all the practical things into consideration, you know, affordability, you know, the down payment, the savings, and the type of place that you're looking for, you know. And the card that I got was signed. So I would start talking to your angels about that, talking to your guides, and just asking for signs, you know, whether it's something you find that's enjoyable for you or, and it's exactly what you want or should you maybe rent, you know, and... I would just kind of, you know, take notice of all that's happening in the next couple of weeks. I don't know how soon you have to move or anything, but I would just keep track of things over the next couple of weeks and just see what you feel within yourself is really the best course for you. And I kind of agree with Gary in that he said he can see you maybe renting first and then maybe finding a place to buy. That I feel like is a big possibility for you too. So, but I think the best thing is just looking for those signs and how you feel about it, you know. So I wish you a lot of luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, your turn.
Andre, do you have some, like, credit issue or something that's getting straightened out?
I do.
Okay, that's what
I... It's my student loans.
Pardon me?
It's my student loans.
Okay, I felt some kind of issue there that's it feels like a tree in the middle of the road, but it can be moved. You see what I'm saying? it's an obstacle, but it doesn't, and it feels like with the right negotiation and the right amount of payment and the right place, things will work for you. And it feels like you have to really do some searching for the right place, the right people who will give you the right loan, because what you don't want to do is step into something that's going to backfire on you in any way, because that's kind of the feeling you you don't need any more confusion right now. You don't need any more difficulty. What you need is clarity, and that's why you want to be real clear about the house, real clear within yourself, as Peg was saying, and real clear with the place, the payment, and so forth. So you start right now by seeing yourself getting that place. Envision it, even if you don't know what it looks like or how you'll get it. Start drawing it to you, and that will help you draw to yourself which places are most likely, what kind of banks, what kind of people. And even if you do have to move into something temporarily, in a felt apartment, it could actually have been the apartment you're already living in. Because the first thing I felt is in an apartment. And the first thing you said, well, I'm in an apartment now. So be patient so you get the right things going up. And if you can give any sort of down payment or help or support from family or otherwise, that would really help. Because it feels like it's probably toward the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th week here before you're getting more clarity on this. But I wouldn't be surprised if toward the end of this 3-month period, you're starting to really see how to make things work. Now, sure, you could things could happen and you could get a find the perfect house, get the perfect loan, get things worked out sooner than that. But it feels like it's 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks more preparation and then some doors open for you. And it does feel like you get some sort of support. Maybe it's financial support. Maybe it feels like a good agent, like people leading you to the right spot at the right time. Does that make sense to you?
So you said that I'm going to be renting for a little bit and then owning my own home?
Well, I feel like I didn't know you were renting in an apartment right now. My first feeling was you are in an apartment renting or will be, and you said you are. So it feels like you could stay where you are until you get this done or move to a temporary place. That's kind of your decision, but it's not something that you have to decide immediately. I feel like what you have to sort of hone in on is the right place, the right agent, the right one that just looks so perfect for you as far as finances, as far as credit, as far as it can be done. And that you may not find overnight. So,
the thing is, I have to move by the end of this week. But I did contact some people in reference to my move, and I was hoping that they would help me. But I didn't, like I said, I wasn't very detailed of, you know, whether I would be renting or I would be owning.
Do you have some friends you can stay with, some people you can stay with, that sort of thing?
My mother.
Well, that it could be a win-win, you helping her out, her helping you out for a while. A, you don't want to be homeless, and B, you're starting to make a lot of progress on these issues from the past, whether they're bills or whatever, or credit and so forth. So you see yourself as being unlimited. Yes, you're having to move out, but, you know, even if you were moving with your mother, it's not a bad thing. It'd be a win-win. I know it's not where you want to be, but it'd help you, it'd help her. It's cheaper. You know, y'all could help each other out. It's not a permanent move. It's actually just a... It actually helped heal a lot of things from y'all, between y'all as well. So it would be a win-win there. Even though it may not be what you want to do, it might be very healthy for both of you. So don't discount it. It's a good possibility. That's why I was feeling someone helping you, some sort of support. Maybe that's it. Consider that.
Hmm.
You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It feels like it'd actually be a good place for you temporarily. It's not something to get stuck at forever, but it feels like it's actually a good thing for both of you. Okay, Andrea?
Okay.
be inspired, girl. There's a lot of different possibilities, but the less you worry about them and the more you open yourself up psychically and spiritually, even to your mother's place, the more things open up for you. And it feels like toward the end of this three-month period, you really got ideas on a more permanent place that you, it feels like you could be looking into buying. But you have to line up a lot of ducks here in the first couple of weeks. Okay, girl?
Okay, thank you very much.
Believe in yourself. Believe in the opportunity. Don't give up.
Good luck to you.
Okay?
Thank you.
And again, I do feel like the thing with your mother is not near as bad as you might think. And having said that, we are moving along, folks. Myself, Gary Wimmer, and Peg Jones. And we are probably going to alternate readings because we've got a lot of folks coming in right now. So we might just alternate to get a little time with everybody. This is area code 480. 480, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Nancy.
Nancy. All right, Nancy.
I'm Nancy.
Hello.
Nancy, this is Peg. Peg, this is Nancy. Why don't you all connect and see if you can give us some guidance, Peg.
Hi,
Peg. I've got a question. I have this friend that I also work with, and she's really considered my upline because it's a networking company. And we seem to get along really well, but then we also seem like we don't get along really well. And I was wondering what the big fluctuation is. What the? Why is it great, and then it's like, oh, and it's great, and, you know, that kind of thing. And it's not like a roller coaster, like one day it's this and one day it's that. It's just, it just seems different tension, whatever to be called.
Mm-hmm. Has she been your roommate for a long time?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you been roommates for a while?
We've never been roommates.
We work
together.
Housemates? Oh, you work together.
Yes, in February.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know. It could be a million reasons, you know. Sometimes when I'm going to get card in a few minutes too, but sometimes you just have to kind of go with the flow, you know. It probably has nothing to do with you. It could be things that may be going on in her life. And, you know, it's kind of like you can't take it personally unless something directly was said to you, I suppose. But it doesn't sound like that happens. It's just kind of like, on again, it's kind of like, you know, she's willing to talk or she's not willing to talk. So it's, you know, it might be a, it could be, she just has other things going on in her life, you know. It's kind of like just accepting her on her terms. And the card that I got was manifestation. I'm not sure how that can go with this card, but let me think about it for a second. I suppose, you know, it's almost like free will. Sometimes you just have to accept people on their terms, you know, and, you know, I mean, if it gets to the point where you really feel you need to speak with her, then maybe you should speak with her. But it, you know, it could just be she just has a lot on her mind. So that's kind of what I have. And
well, when we see each other, she seems more distant than if we're just texting. So
more busy?
I'm sorry, again?
Did you say more busy?
No, more distant.
More distant when you text?
No, she is more distant when we are in the same room, and when we text, she seems better.
Okay, well, I would ask her about it. I would just come right out and ask her what's happening, and just take it from there. The angels always want us to really use our communication skills and if there is a problem with someone, they just, want us to be able to communicate with that person about it, because you really don't know until you ask, I suppose. If that's the way she's going to be, then, you have, the option to accept it as it is or just move on, So I hope that helps.
Unfortunately, no, because you really didn't answer the question. So what do you see as her reasoning for acting more distant when she's,
I can't really talk for her, I can only tell you how you can work on it. Another thing is, I really think that what you really need to do is speak to her about it if it really bothers you. Because that's the only way that you're going to really know. And I feel that is what the angels are telling me to say to you at this point. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
And Nancy, I just want to add to that real quickly, if it's okay. I feel like there's confusion there. Just confusion.
I'm sorry, Gary, I didn't hear what you said. Can you repeat what you said?
I feel like there's a lot of confusion there.
Okay.
Just confusion, like mixed up. I didn't hear the first part. I know what y'all are. Y'all just friends? Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually we're friends, and we actually work together. And she's
worked
for a networking company, and she's my upline, the person above me. And so when we're together, she seems more distant. When we're together with other people around, she seems more distant. When it's just the two of us, she's fine. And texting, she's fine. So it's more when we're around other people.
I think she's got a lot of issues that she's not discussing, doesn't bring up, confidence issues, kind of nervous, a little bit confused, and that sort of thing. I don't think it's one reason. I think there's a lot of reasons it's kind of built up. And I think, as Peg was saying, just talk to her about it. If you don't get a good answer, just put it in perspective. Don't be bothered by it.
And I'm also thinking, when I have worked with friends or when I've gone to things with friends, I mean, we aren't always talking to each other the whole time because we're doing other things, we're talking to other people or whatever, it's like we want to kind of, do our job ourselves, so maybe she's just kind of like setting a boundary in some way, but when you're out of work, it's like, well, yeah, you can talk to each other and stuff. So maybe it's a professional boundary she might have or something, a professional friendship boundary. I don't know. But that's,
right.
I mean, that's what I've seen in my experience on some level. So, and like Gary said and I said earlier, speak with her. So,
amen.
That's the only way you're going to really know.
Because remember, Nancy, we all learn from each other. We all talk to each other and learn experience. And we go, wow, you thought the world was flat. I thought it was round. Let's talk about this.
I remember in the third grade, I had a neighbor that was in my class, and I expected her to talk to me the whole time and not make any other friends but me. And that didn't happen, and I couldn't understand that. But then I did understand it, and it was like, okay, if that's the way it's going to be, that's fine. Then I'll talk to her when I'm at home. So, I think sometimes we take things too personally, and, it causes us problems. But if we look at it from the other person's view, then maybe you would have more understanding. There would be more understanding. So,
great.
So I hope that helps.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You
You're
too,
welcome.
Nancy.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thanks for thanks for calling in. And remember, Nancy, you can always come back and listen to the archives. Wanted to let you folks know we've got time for about three more folks who are calling in, and just to let you know the order. 111, then 817, and then 661. So we'll try to get all three of y'all in the next 20 minutes, and I will take call 111111111. Are you there, 111? Hello.
Hi.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Oh, I can hear you so much better now, Gary. This is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Sharon, how
Hi,
are
Sharon.
You?
Good. You know, Gary, could you just look to see how, like, the next, like, a read about, like, the next 3 months for me, like, with my finances, if I'm going to be okay?
Yeah, I sure will. Have I've talked to you before, haven't I, Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause
yeah.
Let me ask you this, 111 number, I see that. Is that a Skype number?
No, not tonight it is. Sometimes it is, though, but not tonight. It's on my mobile. Just to let you know, your mobile, sometimes you can have a 111 number on it.
Okay, it'll just show up as a 111. Okay, just
yep.
curious, because I've seen that
but
number
I do
a lot.
Call on Skype, too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sharon, just so you'll know, that's the only thing in life I did not know, so now I know everything. Thank you.
I know.
And if you believe that, I got some,
and you
I
know,
got some land
I really do need to change it. I really do need to change it. I go through AT&T. They did an update on my phone, and it changed my settings, so I have to go in there to put my phone number to show it. So that's really what happened. Okay.
Well, you answered my curiosity. And having said that, Sharon, I've been charging these stones up for you, my dear.
I know, and I love your readings.
I always glad people love them because I do the best I can, and I just, you know, I have to trust my intuition that I'm getting the right information, because one thing I do not
want
to do is...
I'm still looking to land that job, Gary. It's going to come. I know it's coming.
Well, keep believing in it. We never know. The timing is the obscure thing a lot of
times. I know.
But, sure, and these stones are charged up. All you have to do is say drop. And if you say drop, I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay, you're ready to go. And you are ready to go. Forgive me just a second. I had to cough and I wanted to mute the microphone. The you've got the commitment stone, love, moon, and Uranus, Venus, and Neptune all kind of lined up here at the top. And what I'm feeling about this is it's really telling you to get back in real harmonic balance with yourself, and don't do it in a fighting way. Do it in a way that's really peaceful. And in other words, start seeing yourself as balanced. Believe that you're getting balanced. And believe that you're not only getting balanced and calmer, but it's bringing on fresh, interesting surprises for you. Start thinking that way. Rather than everywhere I turn, I hit a brick wall. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Very clear difference there. And even if you start hitting some more brick walls, it's just like when you play piano, you hit a bad note. You don't have to hit it for the rest of your life. But you go, oh, bad note, not in the key, not going to hit that note. So there's a lot of almost like self-correction you're going through here the next couple of days and week to really help you line things up in a way that's much more favorable for you, much more balanced, much more harmonious, much more confident. And you've done some work on that. You've already done some work on that. Don't feel like it's not showing any merit. This is sort of your, it should happen by now mentality. And I'm saying, that just leave it open to when it's going to happen, and just know that things are going to happen in a very confident way. Because as you do that, you're still kind of plowing through these last couple layers of feeling out of touch, out of place. Miracles aren't working for me. So there's a lot of synchronicity still in the next couple weeks that you're lining up. But it doesn't have to be something you're fighting and straining for. It's something
okay.
that you're bringing back into play because you go to the very essence of what's most important about life, and that's love. And that's even loving what you've been through and loving where you're at, because it allows you to appreciate your situation as it is right now. And if you do that even better, even if it's not the best, it opens up doors for new things happening. Rather than feeling like, oh, it's another confirmation of another nail in my coffin, another wall I have to work around. So as you go through this in the first couple weeks, it's really bringing your confidence up to a level where you are making these breakthroughs of like being aware where you, in a way, set yourself up to fall or trip, you know? And it's not intentional. It's not bad. It's kind of like, it feels more clumsy than bad. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like hitting the wrong note, and you think, well, that sounds terrible. I don't want to be there. And I'm saying, oh, just hit the right note. You with me? And that's everything is easier said than done. Swim the Atlantic, three words, you can't do it. So, yeah, everything is easier said than done. But you're going through this period right now where you're sort of fine-tuning your machinery so you can get over all these things in the past here that have been defeating you and putting you into, like you're up against walls and making you feel lonely and out of sync, and then you feel good and you kind of get this fighting energy up. And the determination is good, but like I said, don't do it from a fighting point. Do it from a graceful, winning, magical, spiritual, drawing it toward yourself point. And by the time you get to the second and third week and continue on this, even though you feel like you've been delayed at every corner and hitting walls at every corner, you're setting yourself up for some good changes, some good insights, some people believing in you more, supporting you. Your communication skills are getting so much better as far as selling yourself to whether it's all sorts of things, as far as place, for employment, and even as far as relationships. So by the third week, as you go through this lining yourself up and really being at peace with yourself where things are at and letting love be the guide, it's not the frustration being the pain in the butt, but letting the love be the inspiration in your mind and your heart, like the elevator. It's taking you up to your stairway to heaven. Okay? Think of it that way. Because
okay.
It brings you even more in sync with your spiritual ability and with this sort of, it's like you firming the deal up with yourself. And as you do that even more, and it's not that you haven't tried, it's not that you haven't made progress, just give yourself a break. The deadline, we don't know when the surprise is going to come. But by the second into the third week, you start feeling more powerful. And from the fourth and fifth week on, you become real aware of these little things that have been weighing you down. They become very visible, and you're able to finally start putting them out of the way, such that by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, it feels like you're probably in a better cycle than you've been in a long time. So just because you haven't got all the roses, ducks lined up today doesn't mean you're not going to
okay.
Because the next couple of days and week, you do a good thing with this, and you quit fighting yourself, you start loving yourself. You quit feeling like everything's pulling you apart, and you start feeling like everything's inspiring. You quit worrying about the things that didn't happen yesterday and start being inspired by the things you're going to make happen tomorrow. And that's really tuning you up like you got an 8-cylinder engine, you got 5 cylinders running good, 3 a little rusty, it's getting those other 3 in line. So it's about the 6th and 7th and 8th week here. You're going to be surprised how much you've gained in confidence, and that seems to help you out with a lot of things, place, job, career, love, family. A lot of things start coming into play because you're seeing them come into play from a very empowering point of view. Meditate. Give yourself a break. Don't worry so much. Does it make sense to you, girl?
It does. You don't see any financial problems, do you? You would have saw that.
No, I feel like you're actually probably getting things clear, getting rid of expenses you don't need. Clearing
okay.
things out. They're coming to new decisions about that because you want to learn how to make things work, and part of it's balancing all the budgets and so forth. And so it's like more wisdom about how you're organizing things in these next couple of days and weeks. And it's not that
okay.
you're going to apply a lot of wisdom. Just give it a little more college push and relax, relax, relax. That's the way you start bringing magic into you. You want to bring a surprise?
I know.
And I'll tell you folks this real quickly. 2 years ago, I lost my keys for the 40th time, and after looking through every drawer I could think of, I finally went, screw this, keys, I'm not doing this. I said, keys, you find me.
And I haven't done that yet. Thank God.
Try it.
Go on.
I did it for 24 hours. I kept doing it over and over and over. And guess what? I found my keys. I told it to my girlfriend. She found stuff. I was on a movie set. The lady, the director, lost her ring. I told her to try that in front of a whole crew of 30 people. And they're all laughing like, oh, here's Mr. Cosmic. Well, next week she came back and said, I found my ring, Gary. Create a system for yourself and watch it work. You with
okay.
me?
Yeah.
Believe it and give it a fresh try, but give it a fresh try with a new slant. Do things differently. See things differently. And you'll start feeling you're really getting back in touch with your miracle-making ability rather than your frustration. And that's what's going to sync things up for you. Does that help you, girl?
Okay. It helps, yes.
Good. Stay inspired. No matter what bad note you hit yesterday, doesn't mean you have to hit it tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you.
You too, Sharon. Stay in
Have a
power.
Nice
God
evening.
God bless
Good luck,
you.
Sharon. Bye-bye.
And this is area code 817. You might be from Fort Worth. Am I correct? 817? Hello? 817, you there? 817, area code 817. Can you hear us? Hello, hello, hello. Well, we'll get back to 817. We're going to move on to area code 661. Are you there, 661?
Hello?
Yeah, 661. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. Leslie?
Leslie. You sound beautiful, Leslie.
Yes.
Okay, you're
Thank
agreeing.
You.
Well, I'll tell you what, beautiful Leslie.
Thanks. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our pleasure, my girl. You're going to, beautiful Leslie, you're going to meet beautiful Peg. So, Peg, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you tonight?
Hi. Fine.
Great.
Lot going
how,
on.
How can I help you?
I moved recently, about a month ago, to a new place. I had a job interview today that I had, it was a third interview, and I did not get the job. Mm-hmm. I found out, but it's kind of okay. I mean, they wanted someone who was going to be there long term and felt like I didn't have a consistent enough record. And I've run up against that a lot in the last couple years. And so I'm kind of working on upgrading my skills too, but I need to work. So wondering if you can see if there's something better or more suitable that is coming in, you know, if there's a good chance for that in the not-too-distant future, or is it better
okay.
to work contract and part-time? And
okay. Well, yes, sometimes we have to do what we have to do. I mean, you could, I mean, this is what I'm hearing. You could do the contracts and keep looking for something more of what mm-hmm. you want to do. You know, just so that you'll have some type of income coming in. Or you could, you know, put off the contract and just keep cooking for a while longer. So, you know, I guess that depends on the state of your, you know, of your finances right now and what you think you can do. You know, or to even, like, maybe, you know, do some type of part-time work.
Right, but I'm not sure. I have been, and I'm getting unemployment again, which helps, but just wondering if you can tell if there's a good cycle, a better cycle coming up, and I'm still adjusting to where I am, too. It was
okay.
Not a planned
okay.
move, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Are you, and you're talking to people at the Career Center and everything?
about options too in the area?
Yes, and I'm registering with agencies. I've worked through a lot of agencies previously.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a lot of activity. Well, there's a lot of activity, yeah. But still it's challenging to get something that's solid.
Yeah. I mean, you want a 40-hour position that you know you can have year-round, right? That would be your best thing that you would want for yourself, or because then you'll know that you have employment.
At least for a while, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the card that came was answered prayer, and, you know, this basically is your prayer that you want to find something full-time and something that's steady. And I feel that this will happen, and I'm hearing that, you know, to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a lot. As far as, you know, keeping in touch with agencies and, you know, headhunters, I'm sure, you know, to keep you apprised of what's out there.
Right, but I would do it before I moved. I mean, I did that on and off for several years, and I mainly got short and long-term contract work, but it was never enough to give me stability.
Well, I mean, can the contracts turn out to be full-time work eventually?
I used to do that. Yeah, I mean, I used to, but it's now I'm in a totally new place, and I don't have the contacts. So
years to build that up again. And I guess, you know, maybe going to networking meetings, talking to, you know, businesses or organizations in the area to see if there are options, just to see what the options are.
Well, yeah,
are
and
out
I'm
there.
Going to be getting, I'm going to be doing that eventually when I get more classes. But just in the, you know, do you see any sort of prospects in the next few months, or can you see?
I see that there's a very big possibility. The angels don't tell me definite future things, but I do get the feeling that there are some possibilities, and sometimes, you know, just keeping at it and, you know, just hoping for the best and just applying to everywhere that you're able to. And, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough, though. It doesn't seem like enough just to do that.
And I would talk to career people and the businesses themselves, too. So, I mean, maybe there's a different area that you may want to look into, too. So there's a lot of different options for you, I think. But I feel like the angels are saying, you know, to keep doing what you're doing, and to keep that vision for yourself, and, you know, just kind of let it play out. You know, it doesn't happen immediately; it never does. So
they want me to move back to where I was.
Pardon me?
Is it better to move back?
I would rush into anything like that right now. I mean, I feel like just, you know, wait and see a few months and see what transpires.
And lastly, Peg, we've only got about 40 seconds. We're going to have to end it. But lastly, I want to add one thing to you. Don't worry. I know it sounds easy, but you're going through this period right now where you're really learning how not to worry. And that's going to help you a lot. Believe in that. I know it sounds simple, but believe in the fact that you don't have to worry about this. You just have to make it work with confidence. Look them in the eye. Tell them you're the best person for the job, and don't leave that place without knowing that they will remember you. Okay, dear. You're on the right. Okay. You're on the right path. Call back next week. We'll cover a little bit more. Got to get out for the night. You folks, thanks so much for calling. Check back on the archives. You can listen to the recording. And if you want to catch me on Thursday night, A Second in Eternity on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. I'll be there Thursday night. Give you free readings. Have a good night, everybody. Peg, a pleasure to work with you as always. God bless. And see all you folks next week. Have a good weekend.